Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for AgDaily.com for the week of Monday, December 2nd. The grains are closed here for Monday. March corn up 0.75 cents. Jan beans down 6.25 cents. March wheat down 6.5 cents. The wheat, you know, I think we got a little bit overextended on Friday. We made the highs and backed off here. The spreads are still pretty strong. Chicago over KC and Chicago over Minneapolis. If we see Chicago March close under 534, I think that could be a little bit negative to flat price and the spreads in the wheat market. If we do close it over 540, then I think the spreads are going to continue to gain here. The beans, that I think was the ninth day in a row we were lower. We're so oversold down here. We did rally the beans 3 cents in the aftermarket. That may be an indication that somebody wants to try to buy it in here, at least looking for a turnaround Tuesday tomorrow. And I really don't disagree with that. The meal closed higher. Oil under pressure, down 46 ticks. The funds are still long, probably 50,000 contracts of oil. So they've been sneaking their way out of it here. And that's put the pressure on the beans. The corn, we had good exports here this morning on the beans, but not so much on the corn. The beans came in at 1.55. The corn came in at 429. Wheat, 247. Corn and wheat were a bit low, but the corn closed up a little bit anyway. I still believe with the basis as strong as it is, some problems in Argentina. It's pretty dry there. I think ultimately that'll help the beans and the wheat. The corn demand seems to me to be picking up out here. So I think when it's all said and done, whether we make the lows today or tomorrow, or whether we make them in another 30 days, I think the guys are looking to buy lower prices here. Now, the president's going to be over at the NATO conference. The tariffs are due to go on, more Chinese tariffs on the 15th. I'd be shocked if there's anything done really between now and the 15th, whether or not the president delays putting on extra tariffs, we'll see. But I don't see anything getting done in here as far as these trade deals go. So I think once we see that there isn't a trade deal by December 15th, I think the there'll be a knee-jerk reaction down. And I think that's a good opportunity to buy corn and beans in here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.